Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Inside the Huddle on a nice Easter weekend, a great Saturday morning. We have a good lineup put together this morning. I'll go down the lineup. Amy Anthrop with Purdue softball will be on at 9 o'clock. Andrew Quinn, Clinton Central baseball coach, will be on at 9:15. Coming in at 9:30 or calling in will be Matt Scott, the head coach for the Clinton Prairie Gophers on their baseball program, and James Byers. He's the head track coach for the Frankfort Hot Dogs. He'll finish up at 9:45. But I'm excited to have my first guest on this morning, Amy Anthrop, who was former coach at Clinton Prairie and is now the supervisor of softball operations at Purdue University for their softball program. Good morning, Coach Anthrop. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Jamie?
Doing great. Thanks for being on this morning. It's kind of a late to get you on here, but we talked last week and it worked out, and I'm glad you be able to be on the show. I know you're a very busy gal, not only doing your work at Purdue, you got three young boys at home, so that takes a lot of time too, doesn't it?
It does. You know, the last few weeks have been pretty tough with our schedule with softball, so I haven't been able to see my family too much, but we're finally home this weekend with softball, so luckily able to spend some time with them this morning.
Let's give a little history about Amy Anthrop. If you're new to our show or new to Clinton County, she's a former Clinton Prairie Gopher. She had stops in basketball for coaching at Fountain Central, Harrison, and at Clinton Prairie. She coached 9 years of high school girls basketball. She was 144-65. She won 72% of her games. And, Coach, it's been a long time since you picked up a basketball. What's the switch like from basketball to softball at Purdue?
You know, I didn't play softball in high school, so I learned something new every single day, the insides and outs of the game. It has been a little bit of a learning curve, but here in my second season now with Purdue softball, I feel a little bit more comfortable with the sport. I know a little bit more about the sport and actually can contribute a little bit with our coaches, but basketball will always have a little place in my heart.
Before we go into what your official capacity for Purdue softball is, let's go a little back a little bit here to Clinton Prairie. What year did you graduate from Clinton Prairie, Amy?
2007.
So you played under former coach Garrett and played on some really good basketball teams. You probably were on that 2005 team or in that era that went to the semi-state, if I remember right, correct?
They went to the semi-state, I think, my eighth grade year.
Okay.
So I came in right after that big run. We won the sectional championship my freshman and sophomore years with, you know, like Jeanette Bergen was on that team and Kathy Martin, who is now Clinton Prairie's volleyball coach. So I've got to play with some really good players when I was in high school.
So then after that, you traveled to the University of Southern Indiana, I believe, and that's where you played college basketball, if I remember right.
Yep, USI.
And then you came back and you had stops at Fountain Central, as I said, Harrison, and you finished up at Clinton Prairie. As I said last week, I gave a lot of credit to Coach Haid on starting that developmental season and those girls in the 2019, 20, and 21 season. That was your teams. You guys went 58-13, and you did win a sectional championship there that last season. But I think, you know, he got the credit for getting those girls in the gym and getting them started and the love of basketball, but I think you finished them up and really had some successful seasons there for Clinton Prairie.
Yeah, you know, Jason Haid really did it the right way, and I listened in on your episode with him on there because I have a great deal of respect for him, what he did at Clinton Prairie, and then what he's done up in Michigan. So I did give a listen to that, and really, you got to give him a lot of the credit for the way that the girls' program has been at Clinton Prairie because, yeah, he started that developmental league from nothing, and you know, Jess Johnson came in and she continued it, and then we continued it. Now Kale Morris is taking it over. So like you and Jason said last week, you know, you don't really see the effects right away. Jason's was kind of 10 years out, but I feel very fortunate that I was able to be a part of it at Clinton Prairie and kind of, because Jason and I have a really good relationship, so it is a really special bond to be able to take something that he created and he formed and to be able to carry it out the way we were able to do when I was at Prairie.
Well, it was a lot of fun years for Clinton Prairie after several years of struggle to finally get over the hump and win a sectional championship. That was the first one in 15 years, and you were able to do that with that 21 season. And can you talk a little bit about how special that was to finally get Clinton Prairie over the hump?
That one felt really special because the one that Clinton Prairie won before, I was a sophomore in high school. So from my sophomore year into 2021, it just felt very special to be a part of it as a player, but then also as a coach. And that was a hard year. You know, we just came out of COVID, so there were a lot of requests that the coaching staff, what we had for them, you know, keep your circle small, because the expectations for that team were so high from the very beginning. And that team was just so fun to be a part of. The relationships that we built, their work ethic, coming in every single day, knowing what our expectations were, and never dropping below what we expected of them. And it was just so special to see kind of the transformation, and like you said, getting over that hump and being able to win. That is one where, because, you know, we beat Central Catholic in the sectional, and then we followed up, we beat Sheridan in the next game. I really think, looking back, that team could have made it to the state championship game. And so I always feel a little let down because I didn't think I prepared them enough for the regional championship against Tipton. But such a special group to be a part of, and still carry a lot of relationships from my time at Prairie with Katie and Emma and Rebecca, you know, all the ones that I coached, Tatum, Tinley, just trying to keep in touch, because at the end of the day, the relationships are the biggest piece of why you coach. It's not so much the wins and losses, but I don't have any regrets from that. I just wish we could have got him to the state championship that year.
You had some really good years. Tatum's and Neil's senior year, you guys went 18-6. Katie and Emma, you're talking about, you guys went 19-4, and just a crushing loss in the sectional over at Sheridan, just because the program was just right there, ready to get over the hump, and just a game that did not go their way. And then to come back the next year, go 21-3, and play at the regional championship against Tipton. And when, you know, you guys were now that ball game by any means, and, you know, just one step away from getting to the Final Four for the Class 2A basketball, which, you know, that's another part of the story that people don't realize. You know, we played Clinton Prairie, played in Class A for a long, long time, and then the enrollment bumped up, and it's really a lot of girls that would just normally would have played at Clinton Prairie anyway, and being in 2A, you know, stepping up the program to compete in 2A has just been phenomenal.
Right. You know, the jump from 1A to 2A is pretty significant. I mean, you don't think of it as being that much of a shift, but definitely the talent goes up, the teams that you're playing. I mean, that sectional had teams from all over the place coming in. So the talent definitely comes up, expectations have to rise too.
And it's no different back, you know, in this time frame. Like this year's sectional, I think it was the hardest 2A sectional in the state with all the teams that are still in there with Carroll, Clinton Prairie, Lafayette Central Catholic, teams that just and Siegert continue to dominate every year, year in, year out.
Yeah, you know, I would really like to, it might be a big ask for the IHSAA, a lot of work, but I think seeding the sectional tournament would be such a great idea. I mean, you look at the sectional that Prairie was in this year with Prairie and Carroll and Central Catholic. You want the best game to be your sectional championship game, and a lot of the times, like Katie's senior year, you know, we played Central Catholic right off the bat. We were probably the two best teams in that sectional. And granted, I remember that game, we brought a huge crowd, and I felt a little disappointed to let everybody down in that game. But, yeah, when you have good teams like that, maybe, like, trying to get them in different sectionals, we see good matchups later on. But also, if we could, you know, seed on record or seed on, like, Sagarin rating, that would, I think, be very beneficial for the tournament as a whole.
Well, you had a great experience at Clinton Prairie, and I think everybody, you know, really enjoyed you coaching. So then you left there in spring of 21, took a job with Purdue University with the supervisor of softball operations. Can you explain to everyone, you know, what that title is and what you really do at Purdue.
I like to describe that job as like an athletic director just for the softball program. So I do a lot of things that a high school athletic director would do. So I oversee the budget. I take care of contracts and our scheduling. I schedule our travel, what we do when we're on the road, our itineraries, our food, and then just like the daily operations of the program, making sure that things flow accordingly so our coaches can just strictly focus on coaching and they don't have to worry about any type of operations that are running behind the scenes.
Well, scheduling travel, that's got to be very difficult. I was just looking at your guys' schedule this year. You started back clear in early February, and you were all over the country. I assume where nice weather would be, so you could start playing softball in February, and you play all the way up into May, and I think you guys have almost had 40 games already this year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you know, Big Ten softball and softball in Indiana is a little tough just because of the weather. You don't really know what to expect, so... For the season is broken up into two different parts. So you have the preseason, which is 6 weeks, and then you have Big Ten, which is, I think, 7 weeks. So the first 6 weeks, we try to, like you said, go someplace warm where we can get some good games in. So we went to Florida twice. We've been to North Carolina. We went to California. We went to Mississippi, and then that started then our Big Ten season. So we have played a lot of games already. I think the total number that you can play in a season is 56. So we're right on track for those games. This is our first weekend in 9 weeks where we've been at home.
Wow.
So
it's
been that's the travel has been the hardest piece to adjust to, but I'm glad to actually be home this weekend, especially with it being Easter.
Well, I'm guessing all that traveling we'll build that team up to be a pretty strong team down the road here when you get to the Big Ten. I assume you have a Big Ten tournament for softball?
Yes. So as soon as our Big Ten finishes, it's a little different, though. Not every team makes it into the Big Ten tournament, so you really have to focus on your Big Ten games and making sure that you have a good record to get into the tournament. So right now, that's kind of what we're focusing on. And then as soon as we finish the regular Big Ten season, we go right into Big Ten tournament.
Well, looking down the roster for the girls that are on the Purdue Boilermakers this year, they're from all over the country. Can you explain a little bit of what your role is there in getting those girls to be a Boilermaker?
So with operations, you technically, compliance-wise, you're not allowed to recruit. So but when those kids come on campus, I plan their trips when they get here. So, and then we just try to make them have the best possible experience. When they come on campus, we want to show them the best possible version of Purdue, because the kids that come on campus are really good and very high ranking, across the country. So I think this year our incoming freshmen, which I think we have 11, they're the number 5 recruiting class in the country. So we try to bring in top talent from all over the place, but we also have some local kids too with Emily Cox. She went to Lafayette Jeff. She's a senior for us this year. And then Kiara Dillon, who went to Harrison, and she's a junior. So
Which also has Clinton Prairie ties there because their parents were both Clinton Prairie Gophers, if I remember right.
Yeah, yes, Casey and Keisha both went to Clinton Prairie, and then I actually coached Kiara when she was at Harrison, so basketball. So kind of cool connection with her family in Clinton Prairie and Harrison.
We got one more minute here, Coach, but let's talk a little bit about former Purdue Boilermaker. She made big news this week. Former Clinton Prairie Gopher, she's on the police department at for the Frankfort. Rescued a kid out of a house fire, Madison Douglas, and you know her time at Purdue didn't end up well because that was in the 20 season when COVID just basically stopped softball, so and stopped the kids from playing. So I want to recognize her, and I think you said they're going to do something for her coming up here a few weeks at Purdue.
Yeah, first off, congratulations to Madison. I mean, you talk about somebody who is truly making an impact in their hometown community. So got to give her a lot of credit for what she's done, not only leading up to the house fire, but she's just an amazing representation of what we want in our society. So huge congratulations to Madison. But she's going to actually come and throw out our first pitch next Friday as our service appreciation game. So Madison is going to throw out our first pitch in front of the crowd, and then I think we're going to recognize her for what she's done. So I look forward to it. It's kind of the Clinton Prairie connection.
If people don't know, it doesn't cost very much to go to a Purdue softball game, right?
It doesn't cost anything. So this is our first year where it's free to get into the game. So we've seen a really large turnout here in the three home games that we've had.
Well, I encourage everyone to get out and watch that game. It'll be a week from Friday the 14th. You know what time that starts in the evening?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Go out there and recognize Madison and then cheer on the Purdue Boilermakers and our local people affiliate with that. Talk to you for another half hour, Coach, but we got to get moving on. But thanks so much for being on this morning and reminiscing about Clinton Prairie and your time now at Purdue.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. We'll be back right after this.